But, and here's Brother Warner and them, when they came out, declared their liberty, and out of the mouth of their white horses was fire and smoke and brimstone here. But there was this on the back of the horse. It said it had tails like serpents, and they do hurt. The prophet, that the ancient and honorable, he is the head. And he that telleth lies, he's the tail. There was a, this ministry did not keep all that it had. There was a silence. There's an apostasy, a landslide downward.
Oh, yes.
The message was cooled off.
Yes.
And so this fourth vial angel poured out his vial on the sun to heat up the message of the gospel.
Yes.
So that we could do this.
Amen.
So that another cup, equally three vials, could be poured out on Babylon. So the last ones could make their escape. She hates the word. She hates the spirit. She's a captivator. She's a seducer.
Yes.
Yes.
She's causing souls to be lost.
Amen.
Here we have Mount Zion. The glory is shining again. The word is on the sea of glass mingled with fire and people tuning their hearts. Able to see clearly.
Praise God.
Hear the vine of the earth, the ministry, taking the fruit of the vine of the earth and putting it in the wine press of the word of God, and the blood coming out to the horses' bridles. Here we have the eighth beast. Ugly looking thing. And the three frogs, one out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet, and one out of the mouth of the dragon.
Yes.
And here we have this woman we're laboring against, and here we are in this time period. Now, to me, the dates on there are approximate. I don't believe we have to get down to the place where we say it's exactly this or exactly that. But the time periods, the seven time periods, are very important that we realize there are seven different time periods. It's very much, very easy to see in Revelation that there is the morning time. We know that. Then there's a period of apostasy. There always has to be apostasy preceding the full blown. This didn't just happen overnight. There had to be a period of time in here when something happened. You see that? All right. Then we see that there was a definite break with this, with Luther. There was a definite break across the world. That was a working of the Holy Spirit. Because he was preparing for something, like he was preparing for that. All right. Then we realized when Wesley came along, there was a definite departure from Lutheranism. There was much more light, much more understanding. All right. Then we know that there was even greater change when things were restored. The witnesses were on their feet, and the evening time came along. And then, of course, we know the history of this and the need for the fourth vial being poured out upon the sun. What is the sun? The gospel. Amen. So when that's heated up again, then we can produce this, which will produce this. Amen. The sounding of this is the heated up this. You see? Now the reason these folks who have this chart put 1930 on there, don't let that worry you a whole lot, but the reason they put that on there was because that's when people began to get light on this particular message, that there needed to be another trumpet. That's all it was. Doesn't mean we are saying they are right or that they had to be somebody because they necessarily got some understanding. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't matter who it was. Come on, we're not giving any credit to anybody. We're just saying the Bible is the Bible. It stands on its own. If it's true, it's true. Amen. And it is true The Brother Warner then passed off the scene. There was a tremendous landslide, and it is true that if there was a trumpet needed in this time, there surely has to be one in 1994. And Brother Warner isn't here to blow this trumpet anymore. And I use Brother Warner's name, I don't mean just him, I mean the ministry. All right.